before that, two quick comments I wanted to add. Firstly, just on two comments on the idea of Yom HaNesu'im, just very quickly. First, Hanan brought to my attention that the Meiri certainly understood it this way also, that the if you read the Yerushalmi unvarnished, the Yerushalmi in, right in the beginning of Ksubas, the first few words, commenting on the Mishnah, Bar Kapara Amar, the Pnei Cheksiv Vei Bracha. And then he has a whole discussion about, you know, when the Bracha applies, and so on and so forth. So there's a bit of a debate here in the Mefarshim, the Moshe, the Karban Ha'eda, etc., whether or not Bar Kapara and his projection of bracha, let's say, to the forefront of this whole takana of the Mishnah of Yom HaNesu'im, is that any different than in the Babli or not? So the Hanan pointed out that the Meiri on page, I think, 26?
Okay.
What?
Daf Hei,
but on page 26 in the book, I mean, yeah. But on Daf Hei, when the Gemara, when the Babli speaks about the question of bracha, so in that context, so the Meiri seems to say that the Rishalmi's view of bracha is much more expansive. You know, so it's a much more serious. Again, the Bali Tosis and the Ramban, all the Rishonim pretty much say that Mishum bracha, you're not considered to be an Avaryan, there wouldn't have been a Takana Kavua. It certainly would have been Ma'akev. In both of our meanings, mine and Itamar, not in the sense of, you know, that wouldn't be, you know, a reason b'di'evet to say that you're not allowed to, not just as a chatchila that you shouldn't, but also that, you know, b'di'evet you shouldn't either. Never mind, you know, anything further than that. The bracha just doesn't have that kind of scope. And the Yerushalmi, according to the Meiri, and some of the Mefarshim as well, does think that the bracha idea is more expansive. If it is more expansive and it's connected especially to Piri V'Rivya, so it's another link with Piri V'Rivya, which we've explored a little bit in the Rush, which comes up again in this Tapcha Sadeo according to the first day of Tosis, and you know, which of course we discussed in terms of the Sogian Beitza and of the Rambam, and which we'll get back to as well, what that link exactly is, whether the idea is that again, this is all like the Rush as a Hechsher Piri V'Rivya, or the Piri V'Rivya, you know, Lifros V'Lirvos, but it's all part of the, it's a stage and an expression, an intense, more intense expression of the Ishus. But again, if the Bracha, which is about Piri V'Rivya, is Koveya, the Yom HaNesu'im, that's important. Again, this isn't the Yom HaErusin, it's the Yom HaNesu'im, but that's number one. Number two is that Avi brought to my attention, oh, he's not here, right? I told him he wasn't going to be here, but Avi brought to my attention also, we were talking about whether or not the status of Shoktu for Besula and Shoktu for Almana were identical or not, and we saw different Lashonos in the Rishonim. Again, the Ramban seems to equate them. The Ran definitely distinguishes, you know, in terms of the evolution of the Psak, of the Minog and of the Psak, but again, not, you know, in a fundamental way. And we discussed how, especially if you think that, you know, that Shoktu is the basis, you know, like, well, that day in Shita Mekubetzes, then it's much more prominent than the Almana one. Moreover, if Shoktu, like the other view of the Shita Mekubetzes, is also something which becomes a Takana Kavua, which can't be replaced, even according to its own rationale, and as if Tariach doesn't help you, but you know, Yoshev, Batel, and Erev Yom Tov, and things I'd like to do, then seeing there's a big difference between Takanas Almana and Takanas Pesula. Then we also pointed out, at least I pointed out, that it also may be true in the other direction for overcompensation reasons, and that is, according to many Rishonim, Takanas Pesula is not mentioned in the Mishnah, but Almana is only Mishum Takanas Shoktu, so that is in the Mishnah. So we have basically three perspectives, the ones that we would want. We have the idea that Takanas Shoktu for Besulos is more than Almanos, or it's less than Almanos, or that they're equivalent. Anyways, regarding all of that, so you just pointed out that maybe one could be Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam does two things that are interesting. Number one, in Perik Yud, Hilchos Ishus Halacha Yud Dalid, he mentions Shoktu of Takanas of Benos Yisrael in the end. This is the same Rambam which talks about Mutter La'ares B'chol Yom Chol, Afilu B'Tishabav, we talked about this Rambam, Einos Anoshim Lo Be'er Shabbos, Ovechem B'Shabbos, the fact that the Isur Kol Shekein on Shabbos is likely because of Chilul Shabbos, not because of the Yerushalmi's reasoning of, you know, Kekone Kinyan. So it's a very important Rambam in many respects. And then at the end of the Rambam quotes the Din of Shaktu. The Shara Yamim, Mutar Lisa Isha B'chol Yom Sheyirtza, B'hu Sheyitrach B'su'udas Nisuin, Gimel Yamim Kodem Yom HaNisuin. So here the Rambam says that the requirement, this is the Din of Shaktu of Tirchas Gimel Yamim. What's interesting about that number one is that's in Halacha Yud Dalid, discussing which day of the week you're allowed to get married, but it's separated from Halacha Tesvav, where he has Tainus Besulin. But the next Halacha is Mokom Shein Dez and Yoshvin, right, Ela B'Sheini B'Chamishi, Besulin Nises B'Yom Revi, and so on and so forth. So number one, he separates the two Halachos, which is the majority view of the Rishonim, but not the view of all Rishonim, as we noted, because, right, there's some who say that the Iker Takana, even of the Mishnah, is Shaktu, or that Shaktu is practically nothing at all, and it's just a chizuk to Tainus Besulin. Either way, it would have been that Yud Dalet and Tesvav would have been together. But the other point that Avi brought to my attention was the language of the Rambam. When the Rambam speaks about, finishes speaking about Tainus Besulin, there he says, "Uminek chachamim shanose sabu'ula yisa'ena b'chamishi k'dei shi'esameach ima chamishi v'erev Shabbos v'Shabbos v'yetze l'melachto yom rishon." It's just interesting to note that when it comes to the Shaktu of Almana, he calls it Minag Chachamim, whereas the Shaktu of Besula, he just matter-of-factly, you know, integrates into like the basic dinim. You're not allowed to get married on Friday, you're not allowed to get married on Sunday, you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. You always can only get married when you take care of three Yamim of Shaktu for a Besula, right? And that's contrasted with presenting Almana as Minag. That's an interesting comment. Anyway, getting back to where we were, so
to what extent does separation in halachot, amongst halachot in the Rambam, which seems to be the, like, just something that later printers introduced into the original structure of the Rambam, to what extent can that be used, like, can that be marshaled as evidence for...
That's a very good question. Again, I think that they were presented mostly in, like, paragraph forms. So like even, it wasn't arbitrary, and whether the numbers may be a different matter. First of all, we often make diukim when there's separation, and that I think is, you know, it's a double pashut, because that has nothing to do with the numbering system. But even the numbering system, I think, you know, mostly it seems clear when something ends and when something begins. So I'm assuming that that's the case here. Either way, it's just interesting that Tainus Besulim is in between Shaktov Besulim and Shaktov Almana. So, but that's a very legitimate question. Okay, getting back to Igiyas Mamvelonissus, so we began with this last time. We tried to present three, and we'll try to fine-tune a little more as we finish up, but three basic perspectives. One is that this is a kind of a knas, meaning he was obligated, and therefore it's, you know, his kind of pshia, if you will. He, you know, bears some guilt, you know, if he delays, and she shouldn't suffer because she already, put all of her, you know, clothes in storage and, you know, basically finished, you know, her account at the local, you know, shtetl store, and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's his responsibility from here on in, because it's his fault if she doesn't have the amenities that, you know, she deserves. So that's one perspective, and we still have to see the show notes when we get to the discussion of Yavam, in particular the relationship between Yavam and regular Arus. We'll see in particular that, you know, Rishonim do use a language. Rashi and Yavamos in particular uses the language of Knas, and it seems like not everyone had that Girsa in Rashi. Some of them thought it was only implicit, whatever, but definitely Rashi has the language of Knas, other Rishonim use the language of Knas. And, you know, the argument, you know, from Knas, we'll certainly see as well. So that's one perspective. According to that perspective, as we explained, basically, Higiyah Zman V'lo Nisu is nothing to do with Ishus, right? And also, you know, the only way to justify it, basically is to find something to blame him for. Even his bad karma is probably not blameworthy. It might be noteworthy, but it's not blameworthy. So, you know, to assign that to his responsibility, you know, on a financial obligation, is, you know, already seems like pushing it, but maybe that's something that we can justify. But certainly if we're talking about blame, you know, nistapcha sadeu, you know, even if it's mazal chagorim taken seriously, does not seem to qualify sufficiently. If it does, it's a bit or a lot of a chiddush. That's what did he do in his life, you know, that, you know, essentially makes him responsible, you know, also for this. But okay, so then we have a clear-cut, at least initial path to trying to figure out kolahu cholsehi pirsa nida, you know, b'shas vesta shalom b'shas vesta dilafikach of the Mishnah, and so on. And as we say in other issues, will also this should affect all other issues, as we discussed the other day. At least initially, we would think that this is about a knas and about his being blameworthy, that it should also be one-sided, meaning he should be the one to bear the full brunt of this higiyas mamlo nisu. It should not be reciprocal in any way. So ochlos mishalov, ochlos petruma, you know, is perfectly fine. But if you're going to expand it beyond to, you know, reciprocal expressions like maisi adayim or kfura or yerusha, etc., that's where he doesn't just, you know, suffer, but he also benefits. The only way to explain that would be if there's an automatic equation or an automatic reciprocal, you know, trigger. So you could say, oh, it's, you know, you just can't have, you know, mazonos without maisei adayim. You can't have a kvura without, pirkona or whatever it is. You can't have one. That would be an important perspective. But that's basically what we're dealing with. The second perspective is the one that says that there's no blame. But again, this is a financial obligation. It's a kind of either implicit eschaivus or a chiyuv that was imposed upon him by the Rabbanon, or a kind of a t'nai. Then, as we explained, it still remains purely dine mominis. The question of reciprocity is more of an open question. The link to the next sugya of yesh t'nai ba'ones is much easier to understand, because it shouldn't depend on either blame, you know, or a hagdara of yom nesuin or chuppah or whatever. It should depend on, you know, something either directly hilchos, if you think it's an implicit t'nai, so it's mamish the issue of t'nai ba'ones. If it's a kind of ischaibus or chiyuv, you know, that is imposed upon him, so you might say, well, it shares in common, you know, the effect of t'nai ba'ones. The next sugya, the chain, especially the, you know, the lead-in, the chain, you know, becomes more understandable. Either way, then it becomes the chalahu chalsahi, all those things become more of an open question in terms of how you define ones and how you define mazel and nistapcha sadeu and so on and so forth. And we'll have to look at it from that point of view. We shouldn't expect lashonos like knas, etc. We should just try to figure out what the conditions of the chiyuv are. And then the third perspective, the one that's, I say, most intriguing, and of course most relevant to the bigger picture that we're trying to build, and that is the possibility that there's some sort of a, you know, quasi-chuppah, and there are different ways to say this too, quasi-chuppah, quasi-nesua, right? We find different lashonos like that. Again, how quasi is it likely to be? Is it because nesua and chuppah themselves have a monetary component separate from the matir component, or that it's a davar demimela kind of waiting to happen? You know, you can hear the clock and the pressure from the time of Arusa, and especially if you take the view, you know, of Chuppah v'Kiddushin, and even the Ritva's view, you know, of, you know, the Heter Isha Labala is Al Yedei, is Be'Arusa Al Yedei Chuppah. And again, even if you hold like the Rambam, that these are opposites, you know, that complement each other, but again, it's the goal ends up being L'Shem Chuppah, as we discussed, in so many different ways. And therefore, the idea that it can happen automatically, or that you can't hold it back too long, maybe there's a reason, again, why delaying is a bad thing. Not period of Arivia per se, but again, getting to these next stages, because it's omed lekach, arusa is omedes l'nesua, and it's so omedes that sometimes it just strains, you know, it strains, you know, loose and is koveya that. So this would be very important. And then what yes, what not would be important as well. Obviously anything that's Doraisa points in that direction. Mizonos, Truma, Yerusha, if these things are Doraisa, Mishasi Giazman Velo Nisu. Again, we'll see the details in a few minutes, but Mizonos, we already noted, that's the view of the Pnei Yeshua. I think Gabe also told me, you showed it to me, right? The Chassam Sofer also holds that way. Truma we'll see in a moment, you know, was a dea in the Ramban, right? Possibly Tosas Rid, Isaac points out correctly, at least the Lashon of the Tosas Rid, but I just think it Tafastam Maruma Lo Tafastam. My instinct is that's a din Durabanan, but a strongly stated one, but I can't be sure, it doesn't really matter. I'd be more excited if it was actually Doraisa. Yerusha, which the Tosas Rid also quotes, very well may be here a din Doraisa. Afaras Nadarim, as you know, Eliyahu was pointing out, but Eliyahu's suggestion about Nadarim obviously depends on how you understand Rav Pinchas and the 2 days in the Gemara. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. The sugya in the Darb. Anything that's Doraisa here is basically a Doraisa and Ishus oriented. Doraisa and Ishus oriented, the best of all. Doraisa, even if it's Mammon oriented but connected to Nisuin, or Ishus oriented, even if it's only Drabanan, would point in the direction of a Yom HaNisuin, which you know, speaks volumes about Yom HaNisuin, but also speaks volumes about the chuppah that is, or the nesua that is waiting to happen, you know, from the time of the Arusa. Okay, so let's get back to all of that. So we started with
So one thing we're not mentioning here is that the Mishnah on Nun Zion, when it's talking about Yehi Hazman, it's not counting from the time of Erusin, it's counting from the time that he's Tovea.
Tava.
Yeah, so it seems like this is not a function of Erusin, like, automatically leading to Nisuin. It's that his interest in Nisuin...
Or whenever one of them really expresses interest, since the... What I would say is that, first of all, it's a very good point. It's an important corrective to what I'm saying. I don't think it changes the picture so much... only because I think what I would say is that it isn't, you know, you're right, it isn't triggered necessarily by Erusin, but Erusin triggers the right of the sides, of either side perhaps, you know, to insist on moving to the next stage. So as long as there's haskama between them that doesn't have to happen, then you're right, the Erusin per se didn't start the clock. But because she is Arusa, is what I'm saying, we'll discuss very briefly, in Shulchan Aruch, in Evenu Ezer, there's a brief discussion about Shiduchin, whether there's a din of Higiyaz Mambalon, let's say Bizmanenu, right, where we have engagements, right, at Shiduchin. And people write, not so much in our world, but people used to, as I always explain to Chassan and Kalas, you know, that, you know, they used to be one of the most, you know, spoken about topics in Avenu Ezer is the tznoim, right? The tznoim that most of us use at our weddings is this very, you know, we use the Rav Moshe Feinstein edition often. You know, it's the, you know, they should get together, like B'nai Torah should, whatever they agree upon they should do, and Shalom Al Yisrael. Okay. But, you know, you have somebody to read it, and the women get to break the plate, which is always a good thing. And but what does it really say in the end of the one that we use, the streamlined version, at the end of the day, there's no detail. But in the old versions of the Tanaim, you know, there's, you know, Big Day Shabbos and Yontif, which is really exciting, and Arev Koblenz, which is also very exciting. And they used to have, you know, apartments and sums and all sorts of penalties. It was a very lively document. You could learn a lot about economics and sociology, and you know, they. Again, there's a statement that they quote in the name of the Gra, which I personally, you know, find very difficult to believe. But the fact that they quote it, you know, still says something. You know, they say in the name of the Gra that it's, you know, it's better to have a divorce than to break a, you know, an engagement. You know, to break a tonight. So that I find to be shocking, and I don't understand that at all. I don't think, like, you know, the Mizbeach cries when you break a you know, an engagement, and sometimes Nebuch you have to. But what the Gra meant was you shouldn't do it, obviously, you know, frivolously. And whether the statement, you know, is accurate or not, it does reflect how serious the Shiduchin was considered to be. There was tremendous busha. You know, I mean, the Rishonim talk about asmachta, Balitosis and Sanhedrin talk about, the dini asmachta don't apply perhaps to Shiduchin because there's so much busha on both sides. People's reputations, the fate of the rest of their family member. You think today that was like, you know, people are paranoid about Shiduchin. People were always paranoid about Shiduchin. But anyways, doesn't mean that we should be, but just means there's historical precedent for it. But the point is that there's a lot of literature on the Shiduchin, because Shiduchin were very serious. Anyways, this discussion in Shulchan Aruch, again, it came up a little bit already when we talked about the Mordechai, about Simcha on Nisuin and on Erisin, right? I mean, the Sugyan Daf Ches, which says that you don't say Sha Simcha Bimono, right? When you start mixing the barley for the beer and the or whatever that is, today is in Rashi. So as we know, there's a machlokas in Chachmei Ashkenaz already, whether that's talking about Shiduchin only, but Erison would be different because Erison has an element of Simcha in it, or not. So you see what's going on there a little bit. This Shiduchin, you know, was taken quite seriously. The possibility of Shasimcha B'mono from the time of the Shiduchin, that's amazing. Again, remember, there's no Eishasish, there's nothing. Right, there's a financial agreement. Anyways, so there's a discussion in the postgame whether or not the din of Higiyas Mam Velo Nisu, that would be like the flip opposite of what you're pointing out. Right, Jonathan's pointing out that if you look at very carefully in the Mishnah, it's really, you know, Tavuli Nase. It's not Erison. And I'm just pointing out, we'll talk about it, that in Shulchan Aruch there are postgame who discuss, you know, pre-Erison. In a way, Tavuli Nase, but Shiduchin. Right? So they reject it mostly. But again, it depends. Certainly anything to do with shame nesua, you know, that shouldn't begin from Shiduchin. Right? So not before Erison anyway. So my answer to you is, again, if we're talking about option number one and number two, meaning something that's, you know, culpable, like a knas or a t'nai, then 100%, then doesn't have to do anything, doesn't necessarily have to do with Erison at all. If indeed this is like the clock ticking or the countdown, and therefore the automatic kicking in of an aspect of the suin, which I think does have to do with Erison, so what I would say is that, you know, it's the right of each party and the aftermath of Erison to begin that clock because of the Erison. That's how I would look at it. And but it is still a good, very good horror.
But yeah. The idea that Mizono should go along with his interests in getting married fits very well with Gittin, where it says Kevan Shinata Enough Lagarsha Shuve in Labal Perot, and some say that Zonah goes along with that.
Yeah, very good. And again, that might be that halacha itself in Gerish, I just want to get into it right now. Some people think, well, that's just a Din Rabbanan and so on. Others think that, you know, in a way, again, this is part of the Das Lagarish idea, that, you know, in a way there's an aspect of the Ishus that is already Paka. Right? Certainly, you know, to have any kind of physical, you know, relationship with somebody who you intend to be Megaresh is problematic. And as I like to say, the Das Legaresh, which is Minatora, you know, a unilateral decision, you know, also, you know, reflects something. So the fact that it expresses itself in the monetary relationship between them, to me, is not surprising, because, again, it's part of our Hakdama, part of the idea of Sher Ksus Viona, the monetary parts aren't completely separate. So I agree. And it's a very good horror on both sides. Yeah.
When we're talking about doing Erison's Shabbos, like the famous Shir Ramah that he talks to me, one of his Steve Mahakel is that God Al Shah Banish Ishto, but Philo Ina Elim Shudaka Seva, Shudaka Seva, Yisha Hakam, he calls that Nabi Tata Gitata. Just simply the fact that there's a relationship,
even the Shiduchin, the Rambam says.
Even Shiduchin pre-Erison is enough already to.
But that's again, if you notice, that, first of all, it's a famous tshuva, the Rambam. But you notice that he's emphasizing the aspect of Shalom. There, right? You know, read the line again.
The God of Hashalom means Ish le Ishto, the Afilo Ina Elam Shudakas Elav. Yeah. Ish Hakim Mikol Zeh Adav Yitzas Agida.
Yeah. So the Ksas Agida Bay is significant, you know. And again, there's no Eishasish. Obviously, there's nothing. There's a Shiduchin, but as we say, you're not supposed to break it. And there's already an understanding that if you do, that's a terrible thing. And that feeds into the shalom part of it. But anything that's more formal, obviously, you need Arison for. Yeah. The what? Yeah, I'm going to get to Tosrin in just a second if you want to wait. Somebody calling somebody?
Yeah, apologies.
Okay. Yeah, what do you want to say about Tosrin?
It seems that it has to be Doraisa. He says it's a Kolsha Kane from Truman.
I don't think it has to be Doraisa, but I think it just...
How would the Kolsha Kane work then?
No, so again, let me get back to what I said last time, which is, again, I prefer be Doraisa, I just don't think it has to be. And the reason I prefer Tafas to Mirbalo Tafas is because of all the Gemaras that seem to say that it's only Drabani. So let me explain. So basically, these three perspectives definitely affect the local sugya. I'll get back to the Lashonos there, as I say, of Chala, Chalsa, Pirsanita, and so on. Are we doing it with a problem of Yom Hanisuin, or are we dealing, as I said, with the opposite, you know, anything that's not blameworthy or something in between? You know, what constitutes Onus B'Tanai and so on and so forth. But especially it affects the questions of Mizonos and Truma. So let's go back to Mizonos and Truma and Nedarim, and then the other ones. Right. So with regard to, let's focus in on Truma. So we noted what we discussed already in Truma is the fact that on the surface, Truma seems to be sensational, because that's Isur. And wow, Igiyazvam lo nisu, she's obviously nisua, legabe kupa, that's an amazing thing. Then we note that the Gemara, in a number of places, that, you know, that kinin kaspo daraisa includes bar Torah arusa. And then the question is, have we lost it completely? And this is where my answer comes in about the kol shekein. Namely, the question is, how do we understand the din derabanan of requiring kupa for nisua? And this could be explained in one of two ways. One is, as we said last time, that nothing has really changed, and it's all, the Daraisa is never far from our mind. Meaning, the idea of the Daraisa is that Aruso, Cheles, Betruma, just that we artificially delayed that, right, or negated that. Shema, Yimza, you know, Kos, La Vio, La Chia, or Mishum Simpon. But Lu Yitzuyar, anytime you can neutralize those factors, you're back to Aruso Cheles Betruma. In which case, the din of Giazman Ochos Michel Truma only needs to relate to the neutralization of those factors. And that's how the Gemaras can be read very easily. We read the Gemara last time, right? Both Gemaras, the Gemara of Mishnah Roshona and the Gemara of Mishnah Achrona, right? To Beduchta. You know, or and then the question of besimtos, besimpon, you know, simane chut, simane pnim, etc. That's one way to read the entire Shaklavatarya. If you read the Shaklavatarya this way, that's also the best way to read. We're going to read the Shaklavatarya in a minute. To read the Shaklavatarya in Nedarim, Anayin Gimelim and Beis, where the Gemara says for Abaya at least, right? Shiny truma that it's drabanan. So there you have a big machokas or rishonim, but at least many of the rishonim take the view. Tosis, the Rush, take the view that that's also a reference to Dvar Torah, right? Arusa, Ocheles, Betruma. And if you say that, so then where the Higiyazman, Ochos, Mishal, Truma, is just a way of Dvar Torah, Arusa, Ocheles, redeeming Dvar Torah, Ocheles, Betruma. However, what I was suggesting last time was that there may be a different way to understand the whole Sugya, and that is that Midrabanan, because of Simpon, and because of Shema, Mashke, Shema Yashke rather, Avia V'Achia, Midrabanan, they said that you need a Kinyan Kaspo Gomor, not just the Kinyan Kaspo Koldehu. Now, it's Midrabanan, they shifted this over into Chuppah. And that's a hard and fast decision that was made at the time of this Takana. Aye, but the Gemara itself immediately says, quotes Dvar Torah and discusses Beduchta and Simpon, etc. So the way to read the Gemara in that case is not that the Gemara, now we're saying, oh, it's Midin Arusa. It's Midin Nesua. But the Shaila is, a regular Nesua solves the problem of Simpon and solves the problem of Shema Yashke. Right? Actually, who pointed out to me last time? Was it Abraham? Pointed out to me last time? Not the language of the Gemara in Kiddush. We'll get that also. But that actually the Gemara on, what is it, Nenzayin on the base, right, ask the question about Nesua too. Right? What if you have a chuppah kodem libiya? It's So why don't you say that there's no chilas truma because of simpon? Who was I discussing that with last time? That's the language of the Gemara, right, itself. Meaning the Gemara was considering the possibility that even chuppah wouldn't be good enough. Right? In the end of the day, so what, the way to read the Gemara according to this perspective is you really, midrabanan, you need chuppah. And the fact that where the Mishnah Rishona is considering that truma works is because it's a kind of a chuppah, or a nesua b'miktas. Aye, but the question is, for the same reason that min haTorah, erusin isn't enough, right? This kind of chuppah shouldn't be enough either because of these considerations. The answer is they're neutralized, and therefore, since it is a chuppah, you can work with them. If you read the Gemara that way, that's a second way to read the Gemara. If you read the Gemara that way, then you can read the Tosfos Rid too. Now, there are two points in the Tosfos Rid, right? The first one is the line on the top of the page. That's what Isaac was correctly pointing out. That, you know, Kinyan Kaspo... the Kinyan Kaspo Gomor Be'inan. So I'm just saying there are two ways to understand this line. If you want to say that the Tosfos Rid is reading the Gemara about Igiyas Man Ocheles B'Truma, that it's against all those other Gemaras, and it holds that Truma, right, requires Nesua Daraisa, so then that's great. That's what he's saying. Kinyan Kaspo Gomor Be'inan Min haTorah. And then when you read the next line, Apopi d'Amar lafuke Mishnah Rishona lones batal inyan mazonos, and so on. But what is Mishnah Rishona? The Ovid like ki'ishto lechol davar afilu letruma v'kol shekain limitziyasa ulamaisi adeha uli rushasa. So then you're right. You have a bigger, you know, even a din daraisa of truma and kol shekain the drabanans, and that's certainly ki'ishto lechol davar. The reason I'm not so, I'd like it to be that, but the reason I'm not so convinced of it, and in another respect would prefer it be the other way because it broadens it out, because we certainly paskin that midaraisa arusa ocheles petruma, is because the, you know, pashtus is that that's the accepted view. So then the way to read the Kinyan Kaspo Gomor Be'inan is on a drabanan level. Midrabanan, we now need this Kinyan Kaspo, we need she'er. Once that's true, there's still a kol shekain, because still truma is iser, right? It's still drabanan, but it's still iser on a drabanan level, and the others are mamon. Either way, what the Tosfos Rid provides for us is whether daraisa drabanan. Again, there's an advantage to daraisa because it's more spectacular. There's a disadvantage to daraisa because then it's not lafi halacha. But what the Tosfos Rid provides is the view that truma is fundamental. Truma is not just a din in Arusa. And that is reflected in the Kol Shekain, in the expansion to Yerusha, certainly, and also Ma'aseh Yadayim and Metzia, and also in the language of the Ovid Laki'ishto Lechol Dabar. Okay. But even if we don't have the Tosfos Rid, we do have the Deya in the Ramban. What is the Deya in the Ramban? What is that about? Shua? Yeah, what's he trying to answer? Right, the Gemara, the language of the Gemara Nedarim. We're going to read through the Gemara Nedarim in just a minute, but what's the language of the... How does the Gemara read in Nedarim? Shua, just the beginning? You have Machlokas in the Mishnah, or Belazar in the Chachamim. What's that? Yeah. So the Sinsi Machlokas between Rabba and Abaya, or some Girsos, Rava and Abaya, right, about how to understand the Machlokas, or Belazar in the Chachamim, and how does that fit in with Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achron? So the first view in the Gemara, Rabba or Rava, whoever it is, says that Rabbi Lazar and Mishnah Rishona Amru Davar Echad, and Mishnah Achrona and Chachamim, right, Amru Davar Echad. Now, the Pashtus, what does that mean? Right? So given our druthers, right, we would want to interpret that in a very fundamental way. As we said before, the more you think that Higiyah Zman is something, it's a stage in the Ishus, right? The greater its scope should be, the wider its scope, and also the more expansive, even in terms of Iser and Ishus. So when the Gemara says, you know what, this applied, the Mandomar thinks it applies to the Darim is the same Mandomar thinks it applies to Truma, it sounds like we're getting away from local factors, exceptional factors, and we're talking about a common denominator of Nesua, right? It doesn't have to be Nesua, it could also be a Dindra Banan, certainly, but the point is we're getting away from the local fact. Because if you think this is all about, oh, Ukma Daraisa, because there's no problem of Shema, you know, Yashke, or Tashke, sorry, or Simpon, right? Or in the case of the Darim, we'll just move a step ahead. Chaim, what's the issue in the Darim that might narrow it? According to the Gemara? Or Abaye, at least? So the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Lazan and Chacham argue about Nadar, right? And the Gemara says, so the first day in the Gemara is, oh, it's the same machlokas, it's about Truma. And the second day the Gemara is, no, shiny Truma and shiny Nadar. What's the shiny Nadarim? Who didn't sign the second? Just how can Nadarim be anything other than a proof that we're dealing with something fundamental? Because of who? Yeah, Rav Pinchas, who says Kol Noderes Al Das Bala Noderes. So the point is, what does Rav Pinchas have to do with Simpon, and what does Rav Pinchas have to do with Shematashke Leachi Oliavia? So if the Manda Amaru says, right, there's a common denominator. The common denominator is not Nilchos Nadarim, and it's not Nilchos Truma. It's got to be Nilchos Ishus. So that is the question that the Ramban... Sure, you have it? That's the question the Ramban asks. Ramban says, I don't understand. The Mandamar who says that Nadarim and Truma are one and the same. After all, Truma seems to be about Dvar Torah, Arusa, Cheles, Petruma. Correct? You read the question if you don't mind. Yeah. Very, very, you know, aptly noted by the Ramban, Kedarko, right? Ramban says, what's going on here? You know, where's the common denominator? Okay, so what is Ramban's first answer to this question? Very creative also, in a way, right?
Okay, so you want to say that it's really not a fundamental common.
Correct. So the Ramban says, yeah, we're sorry about that, but we're still impressed with that, both the question and the answer, right? We can't always have it our way. Meaning, the Ramban says, there's a common denominator, even though it's not about Nesua, it's not about Ishus, right? It's about, you know, Rav Pinchas and Truma. Okay, but you have to be clever to figure out what that is. So what is it? If you hold Simpon, so that's a kind of mekachtos. She doesn't know if she's really going to be Mrs. Whatever, right? So as long as she has a doubt that maybe he'll be makbid about her physical appearance and claim some sort of a Simpon, she's not Noderes al Baila, right? So the Ramban takes the pragmatic approach, but within the pragmatic approach of both, right, he is able to link them together to explain an abaya, whatever. So basically, it turns out, according to the Ramban, the machlokas between abaya and rava is a very small machlokas. An interesting machlokas, but a small one, right? So Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona depends on if the reasoning of Truma is Shema Tashke, so then it has nothing to do with Nadarim. If the reasoning of Truma is Simpon, there's a common denominator with Nadarim. Very clever. Right? The Ra'ah, actually, just if you just read the parallel of the Ra'ah for a second, you have it there? I told you also to read the Ra'ah, right? Yeah? Good.
So he says,
Yeah. Yeah. So the Ra'ah, following on the Ramban, asks the same question. Obviously, it's the Ramban's question. Instead of giving the Ramban's answer about the common denominator between the two, on the narrow level, between Truma and Nadarim, he didn't like that, obviously. So he gave a different answer. He basically said, yeah, that's exactly the Shak Levitaria between Abaya. He doesn't explain Rabbah, though. He just says, yeah, Rabbah, I guess, didn't, you know, focus on that. That's what Abaya was telling him. The Ramban didn't like that. The Ramban thought that you have to have an explanation for Rabbah, right? Okay, what's the other answer of the Ramban?
So, many quotes
or the answer of the Yeshu Farsha, whatever it is. Go ahead. Wow. So this is the view, this is the phantom view, right? That Truma really depends on Chuppah. The Kinyan Kaspo really reads to be... Again, if you want to say the Tosus read is that Chita, I wouldn't argue too much about it. I just, as I say, I like it because there are more people who hold that there is such a Chita. I'm mistayeg, as they say, a little bit. Just because, A, you know, I don't want it to fast or Maruba lo to fast. I don't think it's necessary because I think it's an equally good way to read the Tosus read. And B, and the third is that it becomes more of a relevant Chita even for the dominant view about what Truma is. But for the Ramban... That's what emerges. How about the Ra'az also? When he says it over, he says a little bit more tentatively, but he gets there. Go ahead. Oh, so what's he saying there? What he's saying is, this is a shame, Nesua. Again, I like that data. Right? Then apparently that's what you need. Right?
Right. I didn't know if you were saying you within that day that it's actually Nisua as opposed to the door. I'm sorry, but something didn't know.
I thought it was. So read it, just go back a little bit. Where
I didn't see him quote
I thought he did quote it. No? I may be wrong.
I might not have seen
it. After he gives the first answer, what does he say?
I was just continuing.
What? Oh, that was the next line. I thought, I guess maybe it could be that I'm influenced by it because I'm assuming he's working off of the Ramban. Yeah, read it again, read it again. First he said Abaya, then what does he say?
Okay, that's it.
This is the part I want. Okay. So it's again, till now he's saying there's nobody in the. That's why I'm a little hesitant about the Tosfos Rit. But yeah, go ahead.
This
is the one.
Yeah.
Oh, so this I like. Meaning, if you hold, he's saying, and if you hold that Chuppah really is Koveh Daraisa, but still, so how could Higiyazman even work? It's an Iser we're talking about. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, he doesn't like it, but that's what he's quoting. So there is this deya, quoted in the Ramban, quoted in the Ra, that it's kinesu, and that's you have to say it, because if it's a dindaraisa and it's an isurim, how could it be? Again, you want to put those on the list? Very possible. But I'm just saying, I think maybe it's more powerful even without it, because then it's more mainstream. Yeah?
It's so clear that it's working in Kinyan Kaspo.
Well, I think the language of Psukim is Kinyan Kaspo.
Not. Is it possible they reject that?
Maybe. It is maybe. But you know, to me, the idea that Kinyan, methodologically, I always thought that Kinyan Kaspo, Arusa Midaraisa qualifying as Kinyan Kaspo was a Kiddush. You know, so I always assumed that, like, you know, certainly that phantom view, if there is a view, that Truma Daraisa requires Nesua, you know, Vadai, unlike the Tosis Rim, Kinyan Kaspo Gomor. But I you're right. I mean, I'm not 100% sure, because we just don't, it's good, but it's a shadowy Shita. So it's not 100% clear. Okay. Anyways, these are very important perspectives, obviously. You could see even before we got to the last answer of the Ra, when Shua was reading, that he was clearly interpreting on a Drabbanan level, though, right? There was a discussion there too, that maybe it's Kinesua, and then the question is, it is Kinesua, but you still have the problem of Shematashke, right? So that's exactly the way that I wanted to read the Sugya. Those are the two ways to read the Gemara. Either the Gemara is saying, no, it's Midin Arusa, right? But you haven't solved the problem yet. Or, no, it's Midin Nesua Midrabanan, right? But you still haven't solved, just like there should be a problem for Arusa Minatar, there should be a problem Nesua Midrabanan you haven't solved. So that line in the Ra'a works very well according to that particular perspective. Now, it's also, I just wanted to add one other thing. And that is, so again, I think the question of how we understand Abaya and Rava, obviously, is related to this. How we understand the line in the Gemara that Truma's Drabanan, as we said, so, well, you know, the Ra'ah here likes the view that, you know, it refers to Dvar Torah Ruso Chalas Petruma. But as we pointed out, the Ran and some other Rishonim read that Gemara as a reference to Otzitz Nakuv or Truma Bizman Azed Durabanan, which is fascinating. Meaning they're avoiding in that Gemara Arusa Ucheles Minatot. So is that because it's so obvious, you know, that you don't even have to say that there's no other Havamina? Or is that because, you know, that's beside the point here anyway, because whether Daraisa, this phantom view, or Drabanan more likely, we've now said that Drabanan depends on Nesua, so what? The answer is, well, even if Drabanan depends on Nesua, we're still dealing with Truma Drabanan. That's even more Mekel. Those, again, are going to be two ways to read, even within Abaya, in other words. When Abaya says Drabanan, never mind Rabban, what comes out is very fascinating. The Pashtus, you could say, that Higiazman for Rava or Rabba, whoever it is fundamental, right? And for Abaya, it's technical. It's more narrow. And what we're trying to show is that the first step for the Ramban, even for Rabba, it's narrow, right? And possibly even for Abaya, according to some Rishonim, it's fundamental. And we'll see about the Neder part in just a minute. That one other point I wanted to make was regarding Rashi. It's interesting that Rashi on Beis Amud Aleph, when he quotes the Truma issue, does not emphasize Arusa Ocheles Betruma. It's a diuk, not more. It says Ocheles Betruma in Koin of Hibas Yisrael Shakoin Machel Es Ishto Truma Kidyalef Mi VeKoin Ki Yikne Nefesh. So what I find interesting is what's missing in that Rashi. Right, if you just read Rashi and you didn't know the Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin and so on, and the Gemara in, you know, Kiddushin and so on, you would definitely walk away with the impression that this was a din this requirement of nesua for truma is a din d'oraisa, which is fulfilled by higia hazman v'lo nisu. That's definitely the impression you would get. Now you could say, okay, divrei Rashi aniyim b'makom echad v'ashirim b'makom acher. Rashi's assuming we're all talmidei chachamim, that we learned the Gemara in Kiddushin, you know, or later on, and you know, the shalom al yisra, right? I don't mean in the same way as the Rama's tshuva, but that's very possible. Or is this Rashi's way of saying that higia hazman v'lo nisu, right? Even if you're not working, higia hazman v'lo nisu is even if truma is daraisa, maybe again. Or even if you understand that truma midrabanan, the requirement of truma is chuppah, but higia hazman v'lo nisu is accomplishing that. Again, let's connect it to the other Rashi maybe for a second, and that is the one that I mentioned before. Why does Rashi say that the mizonos are the mizonos of Perek Naira? Now, on the one hand, he says that those are Durabanan, which seems gratuitous and not so consistent with Rashi's overall view. But at the same time, he doesn't say, oh, it's, you know, some phantom or simulation, you know, mizonos. He says, those are the mizonos, the ones of Nisuin. So is there a pattern here to tell us Nisua? Maybe only in Drabanans, but at least in Drabanans, there's a shame Nisua. And even if this would be limited to Drabanans, it might be that there's a kind of a Daraisa status of Nisua, Bimiktsas, which at least justifies some of these Drabanans. I don't know, but at least it's a question that I'm raising. Okay. So having said that, let's move quickly to the Gemara in Nedarim. Let's have somebody read that. And just with some of the Lashonis of Rishonim very, very quickly. Yosef, you want to do the honors? You seem like very touched by the author. Okay, we have a Mishnah here on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis.
Okay,
so we have this equivalent machlokas, right? Of regarding Haparas Adam. Okay. So what is let's look at the Ran. Let's just go quickly through the Rishonim as we're doing it. What does the Ran tell us about it? Anything interesting in the Ran here? Well, he links it up to Higia Zman V'lo Nisu Ochos Mishalo, right? So you could say that that's 2 days in the Gemara, but that's already what the Ran is getting at, correct?
Right, and then he says, "Shechai Balad Mizonaseh Chashvinu Lach Nisua B'Ksas Barm B'Afalfish Eno the Beis Balad." I guess that he calls it like a quasi Mizon.
Sounds something like that. Okay, so that's already he is linking it. He's taking the view of Rava or Rabba, the Ran in the Mishnah already, not the view of Abaye, okay, which you didn't have to do. Also look at the Rashi in the Darim, as you know, is not Rashi, but here he has a few important lines, so we don't exactly know who he is. He's generally considered to be somebody of, not, you know, the kind of stature of Rashi, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to take it seriously. So there are a few interesting things here which I wanted to mention. Here went on Rabbi Lazar Mar Yafer, Rashi says, Kedamer lekamon kol noderes Al das balo noderes, which is also interesting, because again, that could be just a baya. Just like I'm noting that, you know, Ran seems to be jumping the gun with Rava, Rashi seems to be jumping the gun with a baya, or so it seems. But we'll see, you know, whether it's the case or not. Okay. Either way, let's look at the Gemara. Amar Rava.
Amar Rava. Lazar Mishnah Rishona. Amar Udvar Eved. Kiznan.
Right.
אפילו כולן בפני הבעל, חסר יום אחד, או כל בפני היבם, חסר יום אחד, אינו אחרת כתשום הזה.
Right, we're not going to do the Yibam part right now. Okay, Zu Mishnah Rishon. Doesn't Shalachreim Amru? Okay, period. So that's Rava, and we already just discussed the Ramban, the Ra'ah, right? How is this going to work? And, you know, whether or not this is fundamental. Sounds like fundamental, but not. But not necessarily, depending on the issues we just discussed. Okay, so let's look at the Ran for a couple of seconds. I'll tell you which one, so in a second. Here, this just I just wanted to get. Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking at the Rashi. Yeah, look at the first one. Go ahead. Rabbi Lazar, Mishnah Rishon, Amr Davar Echad. The base bala. So this is an important formulation. You didn't have to say it this way. Right, you could have just said there's a chi of truma, because since lemaisa she's getting her beduchta, basically, and she eats betoras arusa. So already, the Ran, at least in Mishnah Rishona, right, is formulating it as chashvina lekinesua lektas devarim. Right, it's also interesting, and I'm not sure how much to make of this. What does kivin shechayev bala b'mizonoseha mean? So I think there are two ways to read that. Jonathan?
Either for the same reason why you're chayav mizonos, you would also be able to eat truma.
Right.
The fact that you already are eating mizonos allows you to eat truma.
Which is the more intriguing one?
The second one.
Is the Ran telling us that that there's a causal relationship here, or that the two are a common denominator and a reflection? Now, zigiyas mabla lisu is koveya, legabe mizonos and legabe truma. Or is it that the mizonos themselves trigger or create part of this relationship? Now, how could that be? So that could be, again, if you were just on a crude, narrow way, I don't mean crude is not the right word, in a narrow way, you could just say, well, that's beduchta. You know, she's now coming to him for food, so she's no shamatashke lelachia lachosa, no more. Right? Because the whole thing is very narrow, you know, and it's all midin arusa. End of story. But if we were to take the view that the Hagdara of Chupa or Nesua partly is very effect-oriented, what the relationship in fact has, that next stage, the beginning of living together, and if we were to say that Mizonos, Sherksus Viona, isn't just a financial obligation, you know, like that of an Eved or an Ama, but that it is really a reflection of Ishus, so then this idea of Kivan could work, meaning that it starts with Mizonos and that has a life of its own, not just pragmatically, but in creating some aspects of shame, Nesua, at least Ktsas. And this would help us perhaps with Yerushalmi, which we might as well get on the board right now. What is the Yerushalmi? Yakir? Didn't get sense here, Shalmi? Daron?
But there's a direct relationship between Mizonos and...
just louder, clearer.
There's a direct relationship between Mizonos and Hafaras Nedarim.
There's a direct relationship between Mizonos and Hafaras Nedarim. Well, we know that from our Gemara, of course, or that's the debate in the Gemara. So what is Yerushalmi adding? It's even more direct. And it's also in two. It's also two directional. What do I mean by two directional, Jonah?
That Rabbi Lazar holds it, and they get the chachamim.
No, not so much that. But first of all, the language is important. If we get the formulation up there. Perikyad halacha dalad. Yeah. You have it, Daron? Yeah, go ahead. Is that the whole thing?
No, beforehand it goes.
I thought there's a line before, no? What does it say? Isaac? Mizonos. Yeah. So what is that? So if you look at some of the Mefarshei HaYerushalmi, And this is, you know, as we've discussed, the Mefarshim of the Yerushalmi, you totally cannot blame them, right? The Yerushalmi is a very difficult text. It doesn't have the same kind of, we don't have a tradition of interpretation like we have for the Bavli. There never was a Rashi, you know, for the Yerushalmi. And, you know, it's a difficult text, right? So the question is, you know, do you read Yerushalmis in light of Bavlis or not? So a lot of the, you know, the Mefarshim who deserve an amazing amount of credit just for plowing through it and, you know, and working, you know, and suggesting, you know, interpretations. So a lot of them, you know, their tendency is to assume, and that's probably nothing wrong with that assumption either, that by and large the, you know, Talmudim should be, you know, consistent. So some of them just said, well, you know, this is based on, you know, Rab Pinchas, Kolon Oderes al Das Baila Noderes, and, you know, that in turn maybe depends on Mizonos, like she's going to have her husband in mind, you know, when he starts acting like her husband, or, you know, when she's getting, you know, that relationship, the relationship is evolved in that way, and there's also a financial, you know, aspect to it. So Kolon Noderes al Daitas shel Baila Noderes depends Lamaisa on Mizonos, and that goes in two directions. Number one, if you have an Arusa who's receiving Mizonos, she is going to be subject to Hafaras Nedarim. And number two, this is the other Chiddush of the Yerushalmi, right, Jonah? That if you have a Nesua, but there's no Mizonos, then there's no Hafaras Nedarim. However, the Pashtus of the Yerushalmi, if you ask me, is that the Yerushalmi is saying something more fundamental. It's not based on, there's no word, there's no Mandakar Shimei of Rapinchas here, right? We'll get to the question of Rav Pinchas anyway, and even in the Bavli, you know, how narrow is Rav Pinchas really, right? But, you know, if it's not Midin Rav Pinchas, or if you have a different perspective on Rav Pinchas, so then the Yerushalmi is saying an amazing thing. They're saying that Hafaras Nedarim, Adin Daraisa, depends on Mizonos. Wow. How could that be? The answer is it might be if the Mizonos create, right, the beginnings of Nesua or Ketas Nesua, then it might very well be. And if you withhold that, that's even maybe even a bigger Chiddush, right? You're Nichnasa L'Chuppah. So if you're missing that component, right, maybe the Kenyan part of the Chuppah is incomplete a little bit. I don't know, but that's what it seems to be. Anyway, this line in the Ran about Kivan, if it isn't reflection, but it's a causation, might also go in that direction. Hmm. Okay, let's continue. What was the... one second. Where were we? Yosef, what were we saying? One second. Why am I not finding... Yeah. Either way, the kivan is important, possibly. The chashvinan like kinesua lektsas devarim, assuming that isn't just a convenient way of explaining, you know, that these are the pragmatic results, but this is a way of explaining how it works, and certainly what the common denominator is, right? Then we have an important statement here by the Ran, just like we had in the formulations in the Ramban and the Ra'ah. Right, the Ramban for that Mefaresh, there were even before we got to that day. Yeah.
If we tie up this Kivan, would it matter what the motivation is for the Mizonos? If we say that Mizonos are based on Kanaks, would we say the same thing that the fact that there are Mizonos can create a Mizonos?
I'm not sure. Let me think about that. I can conceive maybe, because if maybe the Kanas isn't real Mizonos. They have to be the Mizonos of Ishus, put it that way, so that part of it has begun already. And maybe the Knas isn't just the reason that we begin, but it all, you know, it maybe if it determines that, you know, that it isn't the Chalos, you know, Mizonos shel Chuppa, maybe simulation. So I would think yes, but I'm not 100%. Again, if it's more like the pragmatic Kolon Oderes and whatever, then I would think not. But I think it's a good horror. Okay. What else do we have in the... what else do we have in the... Yeah.
Can it be a Knas Doraisa?
Can it be a Knas Doraisa? No, I don't. No, I think Shaw was saying, let's say. How do we know he thinks it's the Raisa?
The Ramban.
No, the Ramban. You said the Raisa, the Ran.
Sorry, the Ran.
Oh. How do we know the Ran holds the Raisa? Oh, we're getting to that. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, read it.
There's.
One second. Before we get to that, is there any other Rans that we? Yeah, that's the next one I want. Okay.
Okay. So I mean, it's equally ambiguous, but it says first he says Kevin Shabala Chayt Muzon Asayach, or Sas Bereshus Bala Demishon Rafel Kalas Tshuma, and then later on the Dim Rasvel he says a few Hachi Ilad the Bemidi Do Raisa Kaim of Bereshus Bala Rabbi Eliezer the Tshuma Nami Apogad the Meriban. Oh, sorry, that's Nadar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, right.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, but what I did want from this is again the law shown, Ellie, that what? The Mekivin Shabala Chai Bim Zonasai repeats it again. Hare Kitsas Birshus Baila. Right? The Mishimhochi Ochelas Betruma. Right? So once again, this is the second time he's repeated this law shown. Both the Kivan part and the Ksas. And Xas Doraisa. Okay. The Rashi here, let's get that also in. Yosef? Via Filo, I think. Via Filo Osta Kulan Yud Beis Chodesh of Shnei Abal. Chas Yomechad.
Afon Lechnei Hayavam. Inu Ma'afil B'Chuma. Ha'asa Kulan Yud Beis Chodesh of Shnei Harishon. Nafo Lechnei Hayavam.
Right? Once again, this language in the Rishon. Okay. What is Bezen Shalach Reyem? Okay, no, fine. Good. Now let's continue in the Gemara. Abaya, that's for Rava. What about Abaya?
Olay Abaya.
Okay. Ad kan lo shama sled rabbi Lazar legabi nedarim kidra Pinchas. Go ahead.
Mishmei rabat amar kol nederes al das balhi nederes. Avu shuma afilu midrabanan nami lo acha.
Yeah. So here again, the pashtus of the Gemara, you would say, is that the Gemara is saying no, Mishnah Rishona is a special din in truma. Mizonos, and Rabbi Lazar is a special din in the Darim, and neither of them have anything to do with Knusa or Chuppa, certainly not Dinim Daraisa. Okay? How does the Ran interpret? Yishim Kivin de Medina Ruso Chelis Petruma, right? Leka Lamechash. Who? Avondar midaraisa, ain oris mefer afil lachash in ischayvim mazonaseha.
All right.
So basically, the first one seems to be that the reason for the truma is midaraisa dvar Torah. In other words, arusa chalas b'truma. That's what they're around to say. And what about the nedarim part? Ein lachad lo matzi mefer lo shibushim
zeh adam.
Kiven diu mafarnes, right? Vade nadral daite. Avol truma filu drabana lo yachla. So it sounds like he is suggesting that Rav Pinchas is a technicality. Okay. Then the Ran goes on. Keep going. V'hod amar taimed Rav Lazar kid Rav Pinchas.
So lav l'meima drabana less than Rav Pinchas. Ha maskinan v'nida prepare to yotzei dopen. Kitana Rabbanan Sabri Milo Modislan, Ilum Farnes La, Akar אחר לא נדרלה על דעתה, מפרנס לארס, נמי לא על דעתה, נודרס, עד שכנס למחפה.
So what's going on here? Basically wants you to think, wants you to know that even the Chachamim agree with Rav Pinchas. So what's the Machlokas then? So the Ran goes on to explain, the Machlokas is whether or not Rav Pinchas' halacha depends on Shem Nesua, right? Or not. Because let's say, for example, he was to be let's say some stranger. Rabbanan Sabra came into Iyum Mefarnisla, Eina Noderes Aladato. Rabbanan Sabra Milo Modis, the Iyum Mefarnisla Acher, Lo Nodral Aldaite. So Kim Mefarnisla Oris Nami, Lo Aldaite, Noderes, Achitikarnis Lachopa. So for the round, at this point, the Machlokes is a very technical Machlokes. But it begins to raise the question. And then he goes on to say, however, even if it was only a chuppah d'rabbanan, then we would kick in with Rav Pinchas. Okay. Then he says, v'igad yolfe mehacha, d'misha nadra al das chavero, hareza yachal atir nidro, shalal pichacham. D'chiechid armin an hacha, d'misha mochi matzi bal, l'chude l'hafer d'nodra al daite, then far shenayim al das chavero, matzi maf mefer d'logari, mi pirish d'chavero, mid'estam d'bal. Behind the time of the Hacha. So what's he saying? This din of Nedarim has nothing to do with Haru, with Chuppah at all. Nothing to do with Nesua. It could happen to anybody. Right? Mishum K'neder al T'nai Dami. But the Ran disagrees. What does he say? V'zu etzli Shigas Hora. Strong word. Napagav Dar Mal Das Bala Hinoderes Tzorich Bal Shiyafer La Ba'osa Lashon Shekitz V'la Torah Gzer Sakasavu. And so on. Right? So basically what emerges from the conclusion of the round is a little bit of an open question. Now how are we to take in the end that if the halacha had been that Rav Pinchas' halacha is purely a Tanai, that gets you into trouble and other things. But if you held that way, then Rabbi Elazar's halakha is completely meaningless. To us. I don't mean meaningless, but to us. But in the end of the day, now he's telling you, yeah, it's Exeris HaKasuv. Yeah, you have to be a Shem Baal. So then it's very possible, right, that even Lamaskana, even according to Abaya, right, you could be mechalek between truma, right, and the darim, but maybe the hagdara of shame, knusa or nesua, right, for neder doesn't take much, but it's still what's happening here, right? Look at Rashi for a minute. Rashi here says ele b'truma d'rabanan, bizman hazeh l'havel b'drabanan. That's what I was referring to. Inami b'truma d'rabanan otzit shein anakuv. The Knusa Dami again is only in the Reisha in the Rashi here, not in the Seifa. Yeah.
The Rosh says pretty much the Pshat that nobody wants to stay in the Ran, that we think her as a Knusa more easily because she
correct. The Bali Tosis don't add much here, but the Rosh does. Go ahead. First of all, Rabbi Lazar Mishnah Rishon Amr Davar Echad Chashiv. Go ahead, Gabe.
The Chashiv
Lay.
The Chashiv Lay. The Knusa Mishash Achayev Mishnah Rabbi Lazar. Azar, Damien Afar to the rail, a mission of Shona Lin after last Truma, but the Mazu is the way, Mahadipan, he has man of the Nisu, also the Shiloh, also.
Yeah, so he's saying it's a din in Knusa, right? Brought about by or Mishah Shachayev Bimizonoseha, Leinyan Hafaras Nidareha. Okay, but then later on, go ahead.
Which one do you want me to read?
I think he says it again towards the bottom. Mechal Betruma Rabbanan, he interprets like those Rishonim that it's Hadamar Mishnah Rishona, that it's based on Arusa, right? The Dvar Tarusa Chelos Betruma, Kinin Kaspahu, El Gazra Rabbanan, and so on. Avundarim Daraisa, lo, Diki Sur Daraisa, in Balmei for Levada Blo Abia, Imena Chashuva Kiknusa, right? Once again. Lo Aminan, the Chashuva Kiknusa. But then when he explains Kol Noderes, Al Das Baal Noderes, go ahead, Masha Amar Torah, the Baal Mefer.
Masha Amar Torah, the Baal Mefer, Nidre Yishto, Mishum Tekeven, Shayish, and Zonet, Mishal Baal, Ayin Noderet, Elo Fidato, Chilu Pir, Shayim Lo Yirtze, Lo Yehe Neder, Hilkach, Bekal, Chashvina, Machkif, Musa, Linyan, Hafaris, Nidarem, Keven, Din Zonet, Mishalo, Aval Mitruma, Athel Gav, Delik, Eli Yisur, Rabbanan, Lo Chashiv, Laki, Kinasa.
Right. So what's fascinating about the Rush is that he has the ability to say that this is just a din and tnai. Right? But he just intentionally doesn't. Right? Masha Matori the Baal Mefer Nidra Ishto, the Kim the Ishan Izonis Mishabala in the Deris El Lefi Daito. If you stop right there, this is purely pragmatic. And then he adds completely unnecessarily, but only because he understands the Sugya that way, Ukeilu Pirsha, Imlo Yirtza, Lo Yeh Neder, Hilkach Bekal Chashvina Lo Kiknusa. Because this is more, because he's trying to explain something in between. What he's saying is, there's like a flexible, malleable kind of definition of knusa, right, which is going to apply to certain things and not other things. The reason that this knusa is going to apply, you know, is going to be a sufficient shame knusa, legabe nedarim, is because for nedarim, right, it's called noderis, al das isha noderis. But that's not the same as saying it's not knusa and it's only just a tanai. Yeah?
That still means that according to Rabbanan, she's not knusa at all.
And according to the Rabbanan, it's possible that she's not knusa at all. Possibly.
But
this is the explanation of Rabbi Lazar.
Yeah, and if even Rabbi Lazar only has this very, very low level of knusa, then the Rabbanan who argue on him must not have...
I guess, and then it depends what you say about the Truma. Right. In other words, if they agree, Truma, yes... Is that all because... It sounds like it's pure because Arusa Dvartaro Chalas Petruma. Okay, so anyways, what comes out of all of this is various interesting shitos, both for Rabba and Abaya, the different Lishonis of the Rishonim, the understanding of Rapinchas, the connection between the Darim and Truma, the Rishalmi, etc. Okay. Okay, so now let's turn our attention to the Mizonos itself. We can stop here, I guess. Well, we'll need, I guess, part of Tuesday to finish this up. But Tuesday already, I want to... let me just speak for another 2 minutes about this anyway. But Tuesday, let's finish up Mizonos. What else do we have to do? Then we want to speak about Yavam, right? And then I want to get back to some of the Lishonos, especially in light of the Rishonim and the Darim, and in Afalpi, some of the Lishonos of Chala, Chalsa, Pirsa, Nida, and so on, which you'll see fit in. Okay, but we still have to speak about a little more about Mizonos. What else had to give it a look at? Mizonos and Yavam, right? Those are the other two main categories?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then hopefully Tuesday also we should begin with Pirsa Nida, you know, Chuba. Also add the Ramban. I could probably have a few more things, but I think I mentioned the Gemara, part of the, one of the Makoros, also the Gemara Dab Dalet Amud Aleph about Chasa Novel. And I'll just look at least at the Ramban over there. Well, I'll probably give you more things, but the Ramban over there discusses this issue too. On Dalid Amud Aleph. Okay. Okay. I'll give you a more definitive list as we move forward. So I just want to... what we've seen, in, especially based on the Rishalmi and the Lashonos, the Southern Rishonim and the Darim, and the Ha'ara of the Tosis Rid, right, that everybody agrees when it comes to the Darim that it begins. Right? Certainly, the way the Tosfos Rid understands Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona, right? Basically, the idea is that, you know, Mishnah Achrona is saying, yeah, Nedarim, is, you know, isolated. And Mishnah Rishona is saying that Darim reflects, you know, also Truma, and once it reflects Truma, it reflects Yerusha and Maisi Adayim and Mizonos, and it's Kenesua. He even says L'chol HaDvarim, right? You have to wonder how far that goes. Right. So, basically, but, you know, obviously Mishnah Chorona think that it's just a din in Mizonos. Why just Mizonos? Is that because the Mizonos is a Knas, the Mizonos is a Tanai? Of all the things, it's easier to say. I mean, you know, she closed out all her accounts. You know, she gave up her apartment. You know, that doesn't have to be so relevant for Truma and Adarim and Yerusha and you know, and Tuma. But for Mizonos, you know, as a Knas or as a Chi of Mammon, certainly, that makes sense. You could also say, like we've been saying, and that is, well, the first, you know, salvo of Nesua is in the area of Mizonos, Sherks, it is in the Torah too, Sherak, Susavi, Onasa, right, Lo Yigra. So what I'm trying to say is, this din of Mizonos is purely, you know, pragmatic and not even connected to the Mizonos of Chuppah. Right, or no, it's the earliest one, and maybe according to some understandings, it's also a causal one. So the idea of you know, of its role in the Darim, pragmatic or fundamental in the Yerushalmi, is a big issue. I already mentioned the Ha'ara that I'm making, I don't know if others pointed out or not, about Rashi, right on that base, that the Mizonos is the Mizonos of Perek Nara. But then he adds it's Drabana, as if to say, well, if Bina Doraisa couldn't start in the Giyazman, I'd love it for it to be Doraisa and begin in Giyazman. And I think for some of Farshim, the likelihood is that that is the case. Okay. So very possibly, the first thing to look at is how this fits into the sugya in Hamadir. Right? So we should just look there. Again, we'll speak about it on Tuesday, but just, Isaac, just to get it, you know, on the table for us. What's going on in the beginning of Hamadir?
As far as that, in a case where he's Hamadir Hanav,
Mishnah has it, right? In the beginning of the parak, that a Madir... Why? Why do they have to say that? That's important to know. What's the principle there? It's not a Shibud, Lav Ko Kamine de Mafkele le Shibude, which is the same idea. In other words, the Mishnah says... Hamadir's ishtam lihanos, right? Yamid parnes lamid yom and yeser mikain labriot yotzi v'yiten ksuva. Right. So the Gemara asks, v'kimin de meshubad la, hechi matzi madir la kol kamina demafkel l'shibudei. I mean, how can his neder undermine a chiyuvat Torah? You can be noder about something neutral. You can't be noder, you know, to get yourself out of chiyugim, right? That's the question. That's what you called Masna Masha Kosa Patar, but same idea. So that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara's answer on Ayin Amadeis is that the Neder took place when she was Arusa, not Benesua. Right? What?
Either before or after Higiyazman.
But in connection with the din of Higiyazman Belonisso. And the reason I said it in that diplomatic way is because then there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosus what the Gemara meant. Did the Gemara mean that the neder took place after Higiyazman Velonisu? Or did the neder take place before Higiyazman Velonisu? So part of this question is the question whether or not, what does it come down to? Whether or not Higiyazman, the Chi of Mizonos of Higiyazman Velonisu, is treated any differently than... Then the regular din of Mizonos, because the Gemara said it can't be the regular din of Mizonos, right? So if the Gemara is contrasting the regular Mizonos and Higiyazman, so if you hold that the neder was made prior to Higiyazman, then you could say that the quality of the Mizonos of Iglabriot, of Higiyazman and the Mizonos of Nesua, are the same. And the Gemara's answer is a technical answer in terms of timing. Right? Otherwise, what you need to say is somehow that the din of Hegi Azman, right, is different than the din of Mizonos of Nisuin. Now, if one is Daraisa and the other is Drabanan, then that's an easy explanation. But if both are Daraisa or both are Drabanan, then it's a harder explanation. Okay? So that's what we want to pick up with next time. Also look at Tosis in the beginning of the an Ayin Omer Aleph, that the one that the Avnei Miluim, I gave you the Avnei Miluim right in the end. So you should look at the Pnei Yeshua, the Avnei Miluim, here also the Tosis, and then the other things that we still have to do in this, and then we'll talk about Chupa Roy Labi. Okay. Pnei Yeshua's on Memches, or Mem Zayin or Beis, I don't remember something.
There is a Pnei Yeshua here where he explicitly says it's a class.
On the Tosis on Ayin?
On Ayin and Beis, here.